All right, welcome everybody again to the Clarion Temple of Oneness for February 4th. We're now in February. So lots of new energies coming through. We experienced some new things last week ourselves. And we're sure all of you are going through the same. I'm Mike here with Melaresi of Walking Terra Christa. And let's keep in our attentions everyone around the globe who needs to come to the temple. So we'll just put that out there that anyone who needs to be there, either in their higher self or in their transition self, that we send out all the messengers that need to go out, no matter where they need to go, in any part of the multi-universe, for them to be invited to the temple this evening. Let's bring in the unified whole, 000144000, unified whole online, 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, 110, 120, 130, 140, 141, 142, 143, 144. This brings our consciousness up to the 144th dimensional frequency. Feel that shift. We call upon Lord Metatron, Lord Melchizedek, and the Mahatma to bring down the platinum net around us individually and for the group. As we breathe in, it comes around us, and as we breathe out, it is stripped away, taking with it anything in the lower frequencies, energies, thought forms, experiences, situations that do not serve us, so that we can be our best for the call. And then we call upon Saint Germain to activate the violet flame from our Earth Star to our Soul Star, to transmute and transform anything that is still there that can be removed and worked on. We also call upon Paul the Venetian with the pink flame. Creative active intelligence, love and compassion to fill in any areas that have been removed so that we can go through these processes with as much love and compassion as grace as is possible. Then call upon Lord Buddha, the Christ consciousness, to infuse within us through the Earth Star, up through our heart chakra, out through our crown, up to our Soul Star, spinning around us in a clockwise direction so that the Soul Star and Earth Star spin simultaneously. This forms a pyramidal-like structure around us individually in the group. It is the Merkaba vehicle, and on the outside walls, spiritual mirrors are placed by the spiritual hierarchy, reflecting back anything that is not of the 144 dimension back to source. Just breathe all that in, and then we'll bring it back down with us. 143, 142, 141, 140, 130, 120, 110, 100, 90, 80, 70, 60, 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. And let's bring that up to the fifth dimensional frequency. 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Breathe that in. And here's Melaresi.
Thanks so much. Let's just put our intentions out of healing for this week and balance. Haven't put together the frequency update yet, but I'm feeling that now we're going to be in for some upgrades, downloads of more energies that are going to be coming to us. I'll let you know when we fully get that out. So, Callan is going to run the ball for us. breath. Feel those frequencies of light from the 144 dimensional levels that we just activated from the unified whole to come down in colors upon colors, sparkles of light in through our Antahkarana bridge into our soul star, breathing deeply into each of our chakras, widening the central canal. So visualize these sparkles of light on top of each other, almost like a funnel type of energy, and it's going to bore that hole that's within our central canal and make it wider, so our chakras expand within our energies, breathing into the crown, the third eye, the throat, the thymus, the heart, solar plexus, sacral, and the root. And now they all tumble within each other, allowing these frequencies of light to go everywhere within our four-body system, moving down our limbs into our feet, into the earth stars. The earth star and the soul star spin in a simultaneous manner. Allow those energies to expand within us as we come. We are activated with heaven and earth right within. Breathing deeply. Feel two more beams of light coming into the shoulder blades, the side meridians, the hip joints, the knees, the ankles, and the feet. This activates our physical body and our etheric body to blend with the emotional and the mental as we become one full body of light. As the earth star and the soul star create the Merkaba vehicle of light, the double terminated pointed star. And feel our essence within that energy. And then another double pointed star that goes through our heart center horizontally through our energy. As all the grids match up, and we are the Merkaba vehicle of light. Feel that spinning in a clockwise manner as we move out of the earth plane energies. Feel yourself just floating out of your physical body as you move from the earth level into the solar level, into the galactic level, upwards, upwards, universal level, and multi-universal level. We now see ourselves landing in a beautiful field of flowers. We see the rainbow bridge in front of us. We walk across the rainbow bridge. As we walk across the rainbow bridge, we meet many different souls, elementals, angels, all kinds of magical energies. And we see this gold garden pathway that takes us around and through the magical forest. As now we see the beautiful clarion temple of oneness, a silverish, bluish, luminescent type of building. As we walk up the steps, we see Archangel Michael's warriors at the gate. We walk through the main doorway of the amphitheater. We see Yamtias guiding us, as he is our guide. His higher self name of Fred, that used to be the spokesperson, being of this temple. As we walk down all the way to the front row, there are souls upon souls awaiting our arrival so we can start the energies for this evening. Welcome to the Clarion Temple of Oneness. Of many principalities, of the cherubim, the seraphim, of Ophanium, we are you. As we bring through this vibrational energy, feel your own angelic essence blending within you. Feel that fully activating within your being of light. Feel it deeply. We of the angelic principalities just want to share a short message. Our message is, allow your energies to fly through the greatest difficulties. Remember your wings. Remember that part of whom you are to assist you in the divinity of your expression onto the earth plane. Allowing the part of you that is the angelic self to fully infiltrate within your physical essence so that you may move through the challenges and any difficulties that you may be facing or about to face, as the energies this week are now going to be accelerated into a new state of beingness. It is a process of divinity that is occurring as the frequencies of light within the planet are going to start to increase once again. We walk with you through all processes of change and allow your essences to blend within ours with the glory of a light that you are. We are one. I am that I am that I am that I am that I am. I am the Divine Mother and the Divine Father God at your service. We are the Cosmic Great Central Sun in this frequency of light in this moment. The expression of the vibrational changes that are occurring are to assist you greatly in the divinity of your acceptance. In the last week within the earth plane, there has been a balancing frequency. Within these energies, it has allowed you to accept what you have integrated from previous vibrational levels and downloads that are going on for you while you are learning to accept yourself more angelically, more galactically, and other elements that are infiltrating within your physical essence. So this past week was one of just allowing the energies to come within you, and now there's going to be more downloads occurring for you in whatever frame of reference that it is occurring within you, because not everyone will receive the full capacity that is coming into the earth plane. You will receive exactly what it is that you are able to assimilate. And at times you may feel that this assimilation is not of the level that your mental mind may think that you can handle, because it will create change within your cellular structure. So yes, you are going to be going through another transitional period of the energy shifting within you for you to receive more divine sparkles of light that you are into your physical structure. This is going to take you into a new state of existence, allowing you to fully accept the divinity of light that you are, as they are coming in increments at this time. Having them occur in massive doses would only create overload. And this is not what we want for each of you, because you are holding this energy for Gaia, allowing those frequencies to fully come within you to accept more and more and more. This is going to be a very powerful month, as more of the elements are going to be coming into your mainstream of thinking, your mainstream of experiencing within your physical essence than you have previously. Because as you receive these levels of downloads, they become integrated within you and more fully balanced. So we were at a deep advantage in the last week, 10 days, to really just take those moments and allow the essence to ground within your cellular structure, within your physical body, although many of you are being challenged physically, as it is the crystalline light trying to merge within the body that you have. So the parts of your physical existence that are weaker than others will be feeling these effects more. It's very important that during these times that you allow the nurturing to occur within your physical essence. You bring forth the changes necessary in your joints, in your kidneys, in your liver, and your intestinal tract. Parts of your body may not be able to assimilate it as well as other parts. So it's very, very important that you allow the frequency of light to blend within you at the level that you can. So we understand. You're saying right now, okay, so how do I make it easier on myself so that it does not feel so painful, so I don't wake up in extreme pain as my back is trying to adjust, because your spinal column is adjusting to these higher frequencies. So then that has to move through your spinal column into the vertebrae, into the muscles, and center it into your bloodstream as it moves into all aspects of your physical conditioning. Allowing yourself to relax through the process is going to assist you more than complaining about it or trying to figure out how you're going to get rid of it. We guarantee you cannot get rid of it, because it is like putting your finger into an electric socket. There's quite a shock. So the body is feeling the shock vibration through your physical essence. And those of you that have longer timelines than others in this earth plane are going to be feeling it more. Those of you that have more galactic, starseed energies, inner earth energies are not going to be feeling it as much as also the angelic presence energies. So if your past lives were more physical on this plane, you are feeling the deepest growing pains that Gaia is emitting at the same time. Being in bodies of water, allowing the essence of fluidness to assist you, utilizing anything from the earth life to assist you, meaning herbs, oils, anything made of the pure essence from the earth, is really going to help to balance these energies out within you. Utilizing pain relievers is not going to assist. That's only going to mask the problem. So the problem is not really being removed. It is just covering up those essences within you that are trying to integrate through the parts of yourself that already have been integrated. And yes, there are particles within your cellular structure that are all ready and willing to receive more of these essences. So this is why you may be feeling the changes on a much deeper level than you have at other times. And this is why the downloads can be difficult, or they can be embracing, depending on where your body is assimilating in the energies within the full focus of your self essence. The other element that is very important is your mental and your emotional stability. If you have not fully cleared those aspects within yourself, then you're going to be feeling the changes more. And this all goes back to timelines. This month of February is going to be a period of acceleration when timelines are going to be activated through the physical essence. So it's important to have as much clarity within yourself to allow the timelines to be activated in certain ways. We are sharing this information tonight because the acceleration phases are going to be very powerful, but within those powerful states, there can be moments of balance, depending on what you have done for yourself before. Where are you in your physical structure? Where are you in allowing the vibrational changes to occur in your cellular memory, in your etheric body? The more debris that has to be removed, the harder your process is going to be. So tonight we want to assist you in fully accepting the challenges that you are going through, because, of course, they are at deeper levels once again. And these deeper levels are deemed appropriate through your higher self. And they are not to overload you, and each individual person is going to receive it differently depending on the level of initiation, depending on the level of awareness, depending on how much you can handle within the physical structure. Those that have worked long and hard and deep are probably going to be receiving more intensity within them, but in retrospect, they'll be able to handle it better because they've been doing it for a longer period of time and have become accustomed. And so there's a conditioning process that is also going on within your physical structure. So if you feel that you're being challenged at this moment in time, it means that you're going into a deeper level of your core essence to accept more within your physical structure. It also depends on what you're asking for, the assistance that you are looking for. Your intentions are very important. This is very, very important for us to mention to each of you that if you're asking to go deeper, and then the frequency is much too strong for you, ask for a balancing energy to assist you, grounding, allowing that process to go in a deeper state of conditioning than you have received before. So what we want to bring forth with you this evening is a moment of integration, a moment of balancing that integration and accepting the new parts of yourself that you have not fully experienced previously, as this frequency in this month is starting within this week. It's going to let you go into deeper levels of your core being. We won't discuss what that means because our spokes being this evening is going to move into those essences. So let us take a moment and put your intentions out for your higher self in this moment. What is it that you need to receive? Do you want to go deeper? Do you want to have the balance of the depth that you've already received? Do you need to lighten up the load a bit? Or it may be all of these, depending on what is occurring in this moment for yourself. Breathe deeply and allow this essence to fully become you. It is you. It is part of you, what is coming from your I Am presence, as we have activated this frequency through each of us, of the Divine Mother and the Divine Father God. Breathe deeply and allow whatever aspect that you need to receive to come into your physicality. Receive it and accept it. And remove whatever needs to be released through this process. Just surrender from your higher self and your I Am presence to allow it to be part of your physical existence. We are the Divine Mother and the Divine Father God of the Cosmic Great Central Sun, fully at your service. Allow this essence to blend within you. As we embrace you deeply, we embrace you deeply onto the acceptance that you truly are. In the divine light of all that we are within the oneness and the unity of the creative source, we are honored. Let's take a deep breath and allow the download to come into you in whatever way that is appropriate for you. Connect with your higher self in this moment and allow him or her to understand what you're feeling physically. Remember, as we are working through the superconscious mind does not always understand what is happening in the physical essence. So you must state those elements that you're feeling in this moment. We'll take a couple moments as the spokesbeam will come forward. Breathe deeply and allow the essences to change within you. Greetings, I am Lord Sananda, at your service. It is my pleasure to be asked by the Divine Mother and Father God to come forward in this moment to express my divinity into this beautiful temple, housing many souls upon souls, as each of us learn how to heal within ourselves and within each other. The divinity of the light that is occurring in this moment, of this time, of this year, of this month, and in this moment of creation, is one of great acceleration. This is a time of understanding deeply what it is you're feeling, what it is that you're thinking, allowing yourself not to judge or maneuver your thoughts in a way that may seem more appropriate, that is guided by society, that is guided by the mental activity that goes on in the world, by the movies, by the TV, by the news media, by your brothers and sisters in your community, by your colleagues in your work environment. It is a time of complete individuality. And this is an element that is very hard to grasp in this time frame, because there is so much programming on many multi-levels that it can be just a challenge to understand that part of your own essence that is you. You are like an egg that has not been broken. And inside of that egg is the embryo. Allowing only to be protected by the shell that is around you. Do you feel this protection? Do you allow the essences that are being experienced through you to be you and only you? And how do you tell the difference? If it is an outside energy, if it is someone else that you care deeply about, or is it really the true feeling that is going on within you? And is it of this life circumstance in this moment? These are all great challenges, because it can be very confusing not to know where you are accepting something, where you are receiving or giving. If you don't fully understand the capability of your essence, allowing yourself to understand the processes that are happening within you in each moment in time. I speak about this because the downloads that are occurring in this month are going to be so very powerful that in one moment you may think that you know who you are, and in the next you're going to be totally confused. It's important to understand this concept of yourself, because it's going to be changing so quickly. And within these moments of acceleration, you will have flashes of remembrance from other timelines, other multidimensional realities, that is either for you to accept or to deny, depending upon your life circumstance. You see, it is a time of great conditioning and non-conditioning. The non-conditioning comes from your higher self. The conditioning comes from your physical self. So if we start to allow these two aspects to come into unity within the physical self, you must understand where you were the moment before. What were you feeling? Who were you with? Who were you talking with? Or who were you communicating with? Or were you within your eternal self? To allow these essences to fully come into your state of being. It's very important to know whom you are. So you must attest this within your higher self in each moment, each breath that you take. Because if you do not, then you will be like a tumbleweed flying through the meadow, hitting other elements, being affected in the deepness of your core. As we talk about the core essence, what exactly does that mean? It means that that is what is being activated within your physical self. These elements are coming through to you to help you to make the necessary changes in the status of creation upon this earth, through your physical existence, through your etheric body, allowing the mental and the emotional to blend into the unity that you are. If any one of these elements are not in complete unity, then that causes the separation within your physical self. You will be challenged during this time. So it's very essential that you understand that you must have the balance within you continually. When you awake in the morning, how do you feel when you first open your eyes? Do you feel the blissness of your spirit coming into the physical self? Or do you feel aggravation? Or upset? Or are you remembering a dream that was not so pleasant? Then these are the moments you must remember to take heed and look at it and make the necessary changes. Utilize the flames of God to assist you in this process. Do your cleansing. Prepare yourself for your day by allowing your higher self, the beingness that you are, of the highest frequency of light, to come fully into your physical essence, not the physical self controlling the elements. Your physical self represents the matrix. It represents the conditioning forces of this earth. Your higher self represents the star nations. It represents your I Am presence. It represents the angelic self that you are. It represents your soul's essence in all its beautiful thoughts and emanations from times gone by to be fully activated within your physical self. This is what is going to be occurring, especially this week. It is the beginning stages, and these activations and downloads are going to be coming in increments. They are not coming in full strength until towards the end of the month. So this week, we ask of you to take inventory of where you are in your process. Are you allowing your higher self to be the guiding role within you? This is the important aspect. As you do, you will start to see changes that will occur in your outside world. Do you need to readjust your living environment? Do you need to communicate more deeply? Do you need to feel the essence of others around you? By allowing yourself to shine within the deepest levels of yourself, so that you can embellish deeply whom you are and share that. Allow the illumination that is your light to go beyond where you ever have gone before. Now I say to you, it is not going to be easy for many of you. The ones that are doing the deeper work are conditioned, and this is all a conditioning process. And this is why the frequencies of light are going to be coming into increments to assist you to allow these energies to run through you in a deeper level than you have before. It is like a pathway that you have chosen, and you've taken that journey before. But when you take it again, it becomes easier. And the third and the fourth time, you are conditioning your physical body to fully accept these elements that are necessary upon this plane of existence. But it is a tried and true method to see what works for you and what does not. So remember, as you are into these frequencies of light during these coming weeks, it is important to reflect back of where you came from and to see how you are creating the building blocks within your own physical existence. As you do this, the shift will happen easier for you. Others around you will accept it in a much easier level than they were before. This is the beauty of what is happening. It is not a surge of light, a surge of vibration that is coming to the planet and to make everybody burst open into flames. It is within the increments of light to accept your Christ itself. But we know that it must be gentle. It must be accepting of your lower selves to fully accept your higher self. It is not a change that can happen immediately. It must be a tried and true method. This is the year of great synchronization. This is a year to fully allow these essences to blend within your physical self. This week, the entryway, the doorways are opening to fully accept a newer part of yourself that you did not last week. This is our love to each of you, our gentleness. I come to you from the Christ consciousness to speak of this level of frequency. You already know it. You feel it. You accept it. You talk about it. So now it is time for you to feel it. The thoughts precede the action. The thought of allowing the Christ to be you. And then feel that Christ itself. Feel the devotion of your light. Feel the essence that I bring to you of your own inner devotion. Allow it to enfold within you with the ruby red and the golden flux. And this is only a pure beginningness. As we move into more golden colors, as we move into allowing the bridge onto the new world to occur. But first, you must accept your inner devotion. Take this moment and accept it deeply within yourself to allow this frequency to be you. It is not outside of you. It is not of another. It is your. Allow this essence to come within your shell. As it comes within the egg that you are, it will slowly dissipate the shell around you because you will no longer need the shell. The shell has been your protective force. It has been the part of you that could not surge into your Christ itself, into the highest being of light that you are, because others would break it very quickly. Now it is slowly going to be dissipated by this frequency of light, of the golden and the ruby coming together in the oneness that you are. Feel this temple, and feel the ruby and the gold infiltrating through the entire amphitheater. Feel it flowing within you. If we think of this temple as a shell, we're going to open up that shell and let others to see the illumination that each of us has within ourselves as each of your shells are breaking. But they're not, it's not a heartbreak. They're dissipating. They're dissipating with that inner devotion that you have within you to fully see the acceptance of the Christ that you are. Allow this energy to unfold within you now with a moment of a breath. Feel the essence as our inner devotion to the essence of the Christ being we are, of the shells around you now have fallen downwards. Feel the core essence opening. Feel the embracement of the ruby red and the gold. Allow it to blend within you as you embrace holy light. Holy light. Holy light. Feel the pulsations within your heart as now your solar plexus is activating the unity within you. Allow your expression to run through you. Feel this essence of the Christ itself, feel the essence of all that you are as you're now expanding from your soul's essence into your physical body. Allow her or him to blend within you and go to parts that feel uncomfortable. Allow this essence of the ruby gold to just blend into the physical, into your emotional and your mental, wherever you need it the most. Just allow it to blend within you. As we take this expression with the breath, and with the breath we blow it out and we send it to the planet. To the planet. So now we are not just working through each of us of the spiritual hierarchy. Each of you are bringing in this breath of the Christ that you are in the smallest increment that you are now receiving. And blend that. Ooh. And just feel it going from the temple, circling around the globe, circling around the world. As each particle, as each molecule, as each aspect of living organism upon the planet is now receiving this essence within them. With a breath now you center yourself. What you have given was not a part of you, but it was the activation of your higher self energy from the Christed being to flow through you and around you. Take a moment now and just embrace this essence within you wherever you may feel it. This is the first actualization to allow these energies to unfold within you. Take the time this week to allow this frequency to be activated within you. At first, it may feel uncomfortable. You may feel some stress somewhere in the physical body. Continue with the ruby red and the gold and allow it to blend into the rest of your aspects. And it will start to blend within each other. It's like putting an ingredient into a cake, and that ingredient merges with the other ingredients of the cake. You are the cake, and you're adding a new ingredient that you haven't quite fully accepted, but it is blending with the other parts of your vehicle, of your light. So that you can mold it into the most perfect cake that anyone has ever experienced. It is my divine pleasure as Lord Sananda to be here with you, to assist you, and to walk this path with you in the physical existence of your Christ itself. In the divine light that I am, and the divine light that each of you are, we are one in the unification of the Christ itself. So moon it be, in the light of the Christ we are one. Let's take a deep breath. Breathe deeply. And allow this essence to just blend within you in whatever way that you need it. He's also asking me to share that during the next week, take moments of reflection and allow this illumination that we are receiving. Put it down into words. Put it down on paper. That's going to help you to assimilate it, since we are a species that likes to know what is going on. Lord Sananda is sharing that this is going to assist the process, if that is what we feel we need. Some may not need to do that. Some may just be able to embrace it through their own essence, through their feelings, and allowing it to blend through all parts of you, going to your earth star and your soul star. He shares that there is definitely going to be a change that will occur within each of us from the beginning of this week to the end of the week. And it will assist us with the vibrational changes that are going to be occurring for this week. Take a deep breath, as now it is time for us to leave the temple. But you can return at any time to feel these essences once again, and to communicate with any special souls. Let's just take a deep breath. As we leave the temple, we bid our farewell to Yom Tias and the warriors of Archangel Michael. We walk down the garden pathway towards the Rainbow Bridge. We walk across the Rainbow Bridge. We gather in a Merkaba vehicle of light. As we spin downwards from the multi-universal level into the universal level, into the galactic level, and then the solar and the earth plane, coming back into your physical body, take a deep breath. Feel your earth star and your soul star spinning simultaneously, activating your heart chakra and allowing these essences we have received to fully embody within your physical essence. Thank you so much for being with us once again. This is Malarese of Walking Tarot Crystal with Mike Hayden.
Thank you, everybody.